from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn up Tuesday, a little Deep Purple. A lot of Deep Purple. Killer song, by the way. Anything you want to hear loud, send your song request plus for text line. 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Ravens, 6 days, quarterbacks report. Injured veterans. Rookies have already been there for a couple of days. We're less than 2 weeks away from the start of training camp. Here to talk about that as we still have questions about the upcoming season from USA Today. It's the Ravens Wire. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How you feeling? Turn it up Tuesday.
Yeah, good morning, guys. We have been dragging through this offseason trying to get to training camp, and as you mentioned, we are almost there, and it's exciting. I know we still do have questions, like you mentioned, but at least we're almost to training camp. That's the good part.
All right, let's get to this one, though. The weight loss for Lamar Jackson, which was a big deal, apparently. You know, I would lose 10 pounds, and no one would probably really notice. My neck would, because my shirts would fit more comfortably, of course, but... He lost 10 pounds, and apparently it was like the story of all stories. Does this start to, generate a little more buzz once we get to see him in 6 days? Well, not 6 days, once everybody gets to see him, once training camps start. I guess in a long-winded way, Kevin, how big will the weight loss of Lamar be story-wise once camp begins?
I think it will come back to an extent. Maybe not as big as it was when we first saw the pictures and him show up and everything. But I do think with him in action, especially once the pads come on, I know that's a little later down the line in training camp, but I do think once that all starts happening, that conversation is going to be brought up again. And I know the big conversation point with that is the fact that Lamar just feels like himself. And, you know, he tried to bulk up a little bit over these last couple of years. If I'm remembering it correctly, it was 230 a couple of years ago, 215 last year, and now he's down to around 205-ish. So that's a pretty big difference, but really haven't seen that type of Lamar Jackson since 2019, 2020. And he said, you know, he feels good. And at this point, for Lamar, it's about can he feel good enough to do what he wants to do. I always go back, and I know we've talked about it here, but that play in the AFC Championship game where it's that fourth down run, and he usually would just take it down the sideline, but he ends up trying to like back Juke Legarius Sneed and try to get all fancy. He didn't feel as comfortable in his body, I think, and it'll be a big deal. So maybe not as much conversation as it was when it first happened, because I think a lot of people are like, whoa, like this is the first time we're really seeing this. But I do think as training camp begins, we'll start to hear about it a little bit more.
Kevin, what are we going to learn the first 5 days of training camp? Because basically what it is five more mini camp practices.
Yeah, there's not too much you can take away. I think, again, the real takeaways come on once the pads come on. That's really what you start to understand, especially because like if you're an offensive lineman, like the drills can favor certain positional groups. Like, we're not going to get a ton of, oh, well, this guy's really ahead here. This guy's really vying for this starting spot. Now, there are things you can take away. But I do think what I'm interested to see is with these wide receivers, especially with obviously Rashad Bateman, who we've talked about a lot, but Nelson Aguilar, Tez Walker, and then that battle for, I guess, that last wide receiver spot, which would be, you know, a Tylan Wallace, and he's probably in the lead for that, but there are a couple of undrafted guys who have looked good so far by all accounts, and other guys as well. That positional group to me is going to be one where I'm looking at early on, because we know Zay is the number one. There's no question about that, but it's who else is going to step up in that wide receiver room to complement Zay, to complement the tight ends like Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So over the first couple of days, I'll probably be trying to figure out what's going on with those guys.
What have you seen, if anything, different from Ricard's role because of Henry being there now?
It's going to be really interesting to me because I know that Ricard is really, he's one, we know he's physical, but he's not just a typical inline fullback guy. You can line him up. You can line him up everywhere almost. You can line him up in line. You can line him up in the backfield. I know Greg Roman lined him up in the slot, but I think those days are behind us. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a different type of role for Ricard, but I don't know if it's going to shift over too much. I think what's going to define his role this season is how much more balance the Ravens get on offense, because we do know that last season the Ravens were first in rushing attempts in the league, but they're also 30th in passing attempts.
Now, Kevin, with Lamar basically going to be able to run the show at the line of scrimmage and stuff, do you think it'll be balanced? Because if you got a quarterback that, you know, and he's always said, at least recently, he wants to throw the ball more, and if it's up to him, I think you're going to throw the ball more than you think.
And Lamar has been on record, you can go back multiple seasons, talking about, and look, rightfully so, right? He's a quarterback. He likes throwing the football, that, you know, that you don't expect anything less there. But with this freedom, and we didn't really see this a ton under Greg Roman. I mean, it was
none.
Really didn't have that freedom. And it was usually when you have a quarterback, like a younger player, you start to get more control at the line gradually over the course of your rookie contract. Lamar just didn't have that. So essentially this has been a learning process for him over this last year and some change. So I do think that we'll see more control, first of all. I know they've been very vocal about that. But I do agree with you where I think Lamar is going to see some stuff and he's going to want to check into some of these throws. And, again, it's going to be circumstantial. Obviously, he'll check into runs when it's time and he'll do that. But he is someone that didn't have that freedom for the first 5 years of his career. And that's something where he is still kind of just learning what to do and how to do it. It's not that he can't do it and he doesn't know what to do. But it is different when you get into these game situations and you don't have that experience like these other younger quarterbacks do. So I do expect them to throw more this season. I don't, you know, it's not going to be a situation where all of a sudden they completely flip script and they're a top 10 team in terms of passing attempts. But I do think even if they're like top 20 or they enter the top 20 a little bit, it could, which I know it might sound weird to people because they just signed Derrick Henry. And when he signed Derrick Henry, he wanted to run the ball. But Henry is underrated as a receiver and a pass catcher out of the backfield. I wouldn't be shocked as well if the Ravens really hone that part of their offense this season and try to really get it going early on.
Kevin, do you have any comfort level with the backup quarterback?
It is what it is. I mean, I think we all know that if Lamar goes down, it's there's really not much to talk about there. Lamar is the heart and soul of this team. I mean, Josh Johnson's a good player. I mean, he's a quality backup, not a long-term solution. But, I mean, this offense goes as Lamar Jackson goes. If Lamar's not in there, I think you know, the Ravens can still do some damage because of the defense and because Johnson is not, you know, he's not the worst backup in the league. But I think at that point, I mean, it's kind of like a toss up of, okay, well, the reason this Ravens offense is so good, of course they have skill position players. Of course they have talent, but it's because of Lamar. So I think what I'm curious about, and Lamar kind of talked about guys like Devin Leary and Emory Jones, Johnson, as I talked about, not the long-term solution there. So maybe a guy like Leary can find a way to secure that job long-term. Maybe Emory Jones can surprise some people, because I don't think this Josh Johnson, I mean, look, he's been in the league for a long time, so maybe he proves me wrong here. He's done it before. But I do think that they're going to have to find some level of a long-term solution. And I think for guys like Leary, guys like Jones, this is the start of their audition right now. Is, okay, are they going to play a lot this season? Obviously not, unless something crazy happened. Are they going to be the backup this season? Again, obviously not. But you have an opportunity to prove yourself and maybe get that role long-term. So that's one thing I'm looking at. But in terms of, you know, if I have confidence, I mean, Johnson's not a bad backup, but Lamar is the offense, and if he goes down, I think a lot of people will just be like, all right, well, there goes that.
Yeah, well, Leary at college threw that ball a lot like Timothy Leary, if you get that reference, yeah. Kevin Allstriker from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Last thing for you, and you still have almost less than 2 months to change your mind. Who will lead the Ravens in sacks in 2024?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for me, you know, I really want to go bold. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to say bold prediction.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be Travis Jones.
Whoa!
I like it.
Damn. Bold.
Reason bold being prediction. At this stage.
That wouldn't even been in my top five.
I'm going to say Jones right now because I expect him to have a big role in the defensive line this season. He's incredible as a pass rusher. He hasn't had a lot of an opportunity, but I do think at this time last year, guys, we weren't predicting Justin Madubuike to have the breakout season he was. So you know what? I'm going to double down on the defensive line breakout, and I'm going to go mega bold and say Travis Jones.
He's Kevin Allstriker. What's happening at the Ravens Wire today?
We're doing a bunch of positional previews, getting ready for training camp, trying to figure out which guys maybe could break through on the roster. We know the Ravens obviously love to have those diamonds in the rough that they find. So going through that, and then obviously just wrapping up some of these comments we've heard about Lamar Jackson over the past couple of weeks, because they have been everywhere. So doing all that over there at the Ravens Wire and just waiting for training camp to start up.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk next week.
Always appreciate it, guys. Talk soon.
There's Kevin Allstriker. Yeah, I guess the narrative with Lamar has been can't win in the playoffs, and he gets judged too harshly because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because LeSean McCoy. And we'll play that later on in the show. And, hey, look, 2-4 in the playoffs speaks for itself.
No doubt.
The problem all I have with that is three of those losses are at M&T Bank Stadium.
No doubt. No doubt. And Bob, you can't be the MVP two of those 3 years and have that kind of playoff record.
Video at 81057 The Fan. Whip around coming up next. Speaking of MVPs, we'll be talking about a former Oriole multiple-time MVP during the whip. And Nolan's favorite college basketball player did some cool stuff during the summer league.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Vinny and Hades with... Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, Andy. 105.7 The Fan. Time for the whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. NBA Summer League is underway. And Zach Edey, two-time player of the year, Purdue. Drafted by Memphis. Some say a little bit too early because his big old 7'5" frame can't adjust to today's NBA. Well, last night it adjusted all right, didn't it?
Yeah, it just depends. Here it is. You hit the rim. There's a tap.
Oh! You called it! Edey taps it home!
He tapped it home, and in summer league action, they lost. Memphis lost to Utah 97-95, but he had 14 points, 15 boards. Cam Spencer, by the way, local kid, had 11 as well. Bronny James had 4 in his debut. So there's only so much you could take away from summer league fun. I think Zach Edey's going to have a nice, I'm not saying he's going to be Shaquille O'Neal at the next level, but he's not going to be Boban riding the end of somebody's bench being somewhat of a novelty act as a player. I think he's going to assist teams in winning some games, and because he works his ass off and he's got a decent touch as it is anyway, yeah, I think he can add to the equation for an NBA team.
And Bob, they don't take him that high if they didn't have a plan for him and how to use him and how he would fit in. Otherwise, you know, you don't. Would they take him ninth?
Yeah, he's going to replace basically Steven Adams, who's been banged up last couple of years. And Adams, big dude himself, coming out of Pitt after only 1 year. But I think Zach Edey is going to have a nice, long, enjoyable NBA career. But that's just me, and I've been wrong before. Let's see, Taylor Fultz. He won the what's the one, the Sweet 16? Sweet 16 matchup over Zverev, the number 4 seed. He was down 0-2, coming from behind to do so, 6-4, 7-6, 6-3. But apparently his girlfriend got a little social media trouble.
Yeah.
Social media, it's the devil. The devil. The devil.
And I guess he was a little upset after the match, yeah, Bob, because the box for the for Fritz, he didn't like how they were cheering, because he says his knee was bothering him at the end, and he felt like that they were happy that his knee was hurting.
Hey, it sounded like ugly Americans, basically. No doubt about it, which is ironic because the American girl the other day had to bow out because her knee was all banged up. But he advances, got another American kid taking on Alcaraz today. In the this round, what is it? The round of 8 now. So yeah, the Wimbledon
quarters.
The tournament is moving along nicely. Thank you very much. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. This day in Orioles history, 1973. Today is July the 9th. Memorial Stadium. Tommy Davis, 2-for-4 of the ribby. Andy Etchebarren, same. Bobby Gritsch scored 2 runs. Dave McNally picked up the red. And Bob Reynolds got the save. Orioles beat the Angels, California Angels, as they were called, on their way to the AL East, 5-3. Year later, there, Anaheim, Boog Powell drove in 2. The B, Al Bumrey, he drove in a run. Mike Cuellar picked up his 11th win. Bob Reynolds again with the save. Orioles 3-1 on their way to the American League's Eastern Division Championship. By the way, 73-74, the last time the Orioles have repeated as division champs, trying to exercise that 50-year demon this season. Three games up as we sit. 2016, Nolan, you were alive for this one. Oriole Park Cannon Yards against the now Los Angeles Angels. By the way, July 9th, obviously not a good day for the Angels against the Orioles. Historically, Trump bomb. He goes yard. Scopelope 2-for-4 with a ribby. Brad Brock gets the win. Zach Britton, who was brilliant that season, picked up his 26th save. Year ago today in Minnesota, Tony Taters hit 2 home runs. Hayes, Arias, Hicks, Adley also went deep. Kyle Gibson went 7 strong with double-digit Ks to pick up his 9th win of the season. 15-2, little puffy pants hammer time on the Twinkies. And on this day, 33 years ago, I know where I was. I was at the Brass Elephant. It was our rotisserie baseball draft or trade. It was that, you know, now it's fantasy baseball, but back then you did it on little spreadsheets and all of this. It was called rotisserie baseball, and it was our trade deadline. And I was in second place, and I traded for Roger Clemens, who screwed me in the second half of that season. But I did have this guy on my roster, and on this night, 33 years ago, he did this.
He hammered that one, and Gwynn's on the run. On the run. Forget it. Well, he tuned up yesterday in the home run hitting contest.
Did he ever? We mentioned 22 at-bats yesterday. 12 home runs, far and away the best in the home run hitting contest.
33 years ago, that was Jack Buck, Tim McCarver, both no longer with us on the call. Cal Ripken, 3-run homer off his former teammate, Dennis Martinez, as the American League beat the National League 4-2 in the All-Star game. And as you heard Jack Buck and Tim McCarver talk about, Cal also won their home run derby the day before. So Cal Ripken, MVP of the All-Star game. So let's see. He won 2 league MVPs. I believe he won 2 All-Star MVPs. He was Rookie of the Year. Got a World Series. Got himself a couple gold gloves, not to mention the streak. That guy was pretty good.
Not bad.
He was pretty good when it was all said and done. And one of his highlight moments happened 33 years ago tonight. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Start talking more about these Ravens rookies as we look ahead to rookies reporting in 4 days. And that training camp starts in less than 2 weeks. Ravens begin their regular season September the 5th at Kansas City against the Chiefs. And I'll ask you this question as we hit the break. After the championship game loss, which sucked, even if they win 30-0, is that revenge, redemption enough for losing in a championship game?
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere else.
Yeah, I just think to go out to practice every day and just try to be the best football player that I can become, right? We'll let everything else take care of itself. The gentlemen upstairs have quite the job to decide who's going to play at the end of the day, but as an individual, right, it's up to us to become the best football players we can become.
Being Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn up Tuesday, Velvet Revolver is chosen by you, the people. You want allowable plants, send a request. Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vince Rotto, Nolan McGraw. That was Andrew Voorhees, who last year was chosen in the 7th round out of USC, who right now is projected to be the starting left guard for the Ravens in 2024. So even though he was drafted over a year ago, he's never played a snap in the National Football League, which I guess makes him somewhat of a rookie, a little on the older side, Vinny, as you pointed out. But there is some interesting upside for this kid.
Yeah, and the thing that was interesting was Eric, they were out of picks, the Ravens. He came back into the 7th round to get Voorhees. So he must have been still a draftable player on their board that they probably saw a red shirt year, boom, and seems like it's working out. But Voorhees was USC, redshirt senior. 6'6", 310, ran 5'1", 2". He had 32 1/8 arms, which are kind of short for a lineman. 10-inch hands, he's got big mitts. 29 vertical, which is good. 8-9 broad jump. It's okay. 38 reps, 2 1/4. That's probably one of the best at the combine. But then you would say, okay, he's got those short little arms. He doesn't have to push it as far as like a Falele who's got 36.5-inch arms. And like I said, Voorhees going to be 20. He was turned 25 in January. He tore his ACL at the combine. 2018, 12 games, 11 quarterback hurries, no hits, 4 sacks, played right guard. 2019, 2 games at right guard, redshirted. 2020, 5 games at left guard, 7 quarterback hurries, 2 quarterback hits, 1 sack. 21, 12 games, 11 quarterback hurries, 2 quarterback hits, 1 sack. Some left tackle in that season. 22, 11 games, 12 quarterback hurries, 1 quarterback hit, 2 sacks, left guard. Strength, size, good pass set, base and balance. Looks to finish. He can pull, kick out, strong. He can come off and steer the man with strength. Good anchor and pass. Smart in pass. Got his head on a swivel. Good technique. He can get to the second level. Gets body into position. He's strong. He's nasty. Good balance in pass. Looks for work in pass. And what do you mean by that is if he's not being blocked, he looks to help somebody else. He can dominate at the line of scrimmage. Good, strong grip. He's got those 10-inch hands, and he's got a 38-inch bench, which is strength. And then experience. Weakness. Tore his ACL at the combine. Short arms. Not explosive on contact. He's got a long torso. Average athlete. Must stay low. Likes to get tall and torque. What does that mean? He likes to stand up and just kind of grab the guy and want to torque him and throw him to the ground. NFL, that's probably going to be tough. Average quicks and foot speed. In summary, Andrew will be 25 in January, which now he's going to be 26 in January. Smart, tough, strong, leader. I like his nasty. Keeps his head on a swivel inside. Very good technique. Will compete to start in 24 at the left guard. Better than Powers. That was my report, and the thing that I said when I was at minicamp was, what I talked about was his technique. Technique's outstanding. He's got, he played 5 years at SC. Figure they have excellent O-line coaches at SC, and the biggest thing with Andrew is just stay low. Just get low. That's going to be the big thing, because he's got some ability to turn and run and do the pull because they like to pull with their left guard. He's got the ability to do that. But I was really impressed with just his patience in pass and the technique. And when he gets in trouble, he'll bend at the waist. That's why I just sit back and be patient. But he does show nasty toughness and smarts, which is key. And he looks like he doesn't make many mistakes out there. It just looks like it kind of comes easy to him. I mean, he's 26 years old now, so he's an older...
Oh, he's 25.
25, yeah. He'll be 26. So he's an older guy, and he's played a lot of games in big games. So this is not that new to him, so he probably feels pretty comfortable. And from what I saw out there, everything about him, unless he sucks in pads, Bob, I think he's going to be the starting left guard.
Two things to that. If he doesn't start, how disappointing will it be? And secondly, when you saw him, did he look like a guy that was nursing a knee injury?
No, not at all.
No noticeable limp or apprehension or anything like that?
No. Bob, I didn't notice any. Like when I see Ajabo, I saw a little hitch in his giddy up.
Sure.
When I saw Voorhees, he had nothing. He just looked totally natural and strong. I mean, the biggest thing with him is he's strong as hell. You know, I mean, 38 reps, 2 1/4, you're a man. And the short arms going to hurt him some in pass pro, you know, especially when you know, he's got 32-inch arms and Linderbaum doesn't have very long arms either. So you got two guys with shorter arms. But he should really help in the run game because he looks to finish and he can get up to the second level and he can knock people off the ball. So when we get the pads on and watching him in the preseason games, it's going to be fun. But the biggest thing with him, Bob, is staying healthy, because you look at it, 18, 12 games, 19, 2 games, 25 games, 21, 12, 22, 11, then tore his ACL at the combine. So that's going to be the key thing with him is can he play 17 games?
Athletic enough?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And between two really good athletes, Bob, because Ronnie, outstanding athlete. Lindenbaum's a real good athlete. So he'll be fine in there. He'll be the least of the three athletically, but it'll be good enough.
If he doesn't start September 5th against Kansas City, barring injury, the reason would be what?
Gets hurt.
Barring injury.
Oh, barring injury?
I mean, does he get outplayed by anybody for that spot?
I don't. I mean, Bob, he was taking all the reps at left guard. Josh Jones, maybe. Otherwise, Bob, if he's not starting at left guard, I think they got some trouble depth-wise. You know, because then who's going to play? Then they're kind of limited at the right guard and right tackle. Then all of a sudden, because I think they feel good about the left guard, but then all of a sudden the right side, then you got three big ifs going into it, and that's not what you want when you got MVP quarterback.
Yeah, no pressure for Hees, but get in there, win that job, no and doubt. Perform at a high level for a team that's got Super Bowl or bust aspirations. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from the Nest. Going to talk about Adiza Isaac getting back to the 24 class. Third round pick out of Penn State. Didn't really see much of him.
Nope.
So
the only thing I saw from him, Bob, he was running with the trainer on the side. He looked good running.
So how good's he going to look coming up here starting this weekend? And then obviously once training camp starts in less than 2 weeks. So stay tuned. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles on the diamond tonight against the Cubs. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Jim Hunter live from Pickles Pub. Dean Kramer against Jameson Taillon. Come on down, have some fun. Going to be hot down there. Let's be cool together.
Words suck. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Balls to the wall, man. Except Orioles trying to hit some balls over the wall. Get it? Oriole Park and Camden Yards. Three-game series against the Cubs. 6:35 first pitch. Dean Kramer on the hill for the Birds of Baltimore. Jameson Taillon for the Cubbies there. Chicago last place in the Central National League. Orioles three games up in the American League East. We'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour. With the American League East report, and then Bruce Levine. Or is it Levine? Levine?
Levine, you had it right.
Bruce Levine. I'm sure I'll screw it up when we get him on, I always do. He's with 670, the score in Chicago. We'll talk about the Cubbies. Coming in last place right now, I'm assuming that's a disappointing spot in the standings for Chicago, but we'll talk to Bruce about whether or not they'll be buyers or sellers over the next 3 weeks as to trade deadline coming up on July 30th here. In 2024, news from the Nest, back to the Ravens rookies. Top of the hour, Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, returns to the show coming up at 12:30. Can Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews coexist? And if they can, how dangerous, much more dangerous, could this Ravens offense be in 2024? But let's get out to the phones before we go to the fun house. Let's go get Trippy. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, Trippy, what's going on, Bob, Vinny, man? Shout out Nolan, you know, behind the glass.
Yeah, he's doing his thing over there. Trippy, how you feeling?
Yo. Hey, Bob, I'm feeling pretty good. It's just hot, man. I probably don't come down to Pickles Friday, man. It's too hot, man. Work got me exhausted. But I see you Friday at Pickles. But about week one, right, because I've been saying this on Twitter Spaces all, like, since the season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere else.
Yeah, I just think to go out to practice every day and just try to be the best football player that I can become, right? We'll let everything else take care of itself. The gentlemen upstairs have quite the job to decide who's going to play at the end of the day. But as an individual, right, it's up to us to become the best football players we can become.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Velvet Revolver is chosen by you, the people. You want to allow a play it, send a request. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Dave Rotto, Nolan McGraw. That was Andrew Voorhees, who last year was chosen in the 7th round out of USC, who right now is projected to be the starting left guard for the Ravens in 2024. So even though he was drafted over a year ago, he's never played a snap in the National Football League, which I guess makes him somewhat of a rookie, a little on the older side, Vinny, as you pointed out. But there is some interesting upside for this kid.
Yeah, and the thing that was interesting was Eric, they were out of picks, the Ravens. He came back into the 7th round to get Voorhees. So he must have been still a draftable player on their board that they probably saw red shirt year, boom, and seems like it's working out. But Voorhees was USC, redshirt senior, 6'6", 310, ran 5'1", 2". He had 32 and an eighth arms, which are kind of short for a lineman. 10-inch hands, he's got big mitts. 29 vertical, which is good. 8'9 broad jump. It's okay. 38 reps, 2 1/4. That's probably one of the best at the combine. But then you would say, okay, he's got those short little arms. He doesn't have to push it as far as like a Falele who's got 36 and a half inch arms. And like I said, Voorhees is going to be 20. He was turned 25 in January. He tore his ACL at the combine. 2018, 12 games. 11 quarterback hurries, no hits, 4 sacks, played right guard. 2019, 2 games at right guard, redshirted. 2020, 5 games at left guard. 7 quarterback hurries, 2 quarterback hits, 1 sack. 21. 12 games, 11 quarterback hurries, 2 quarterback hits, 1 sack. Some left tackle in that season. 22, 11 games, 12 quarterback hurries, 1 quarterback hit, 2 sacks, left guard. Strength, size, good pass set, base and balance. Looks to finish. He can pull, kick out, strong. He can come off and steer the man with strength. Good anchor and pass. Smart and pass. Got his head on a swivel. Good technique. He can get to the second level. Gets body into position. He's strong. He's nasty. Good balance and pass. Looks for work in pass. And what do you mean by that is if he's not being blocked, he looks to help somebody else. He can dominate at the line of scrimmage. Good strong grip. He's got those 10-inch hands, and he's got a 38-inch bench, which is strength and then experience. Weakness, tore his ACL at the combine, short arms, not explosive on contact. He's got a long torso, average athlete, must stay low, likes to get tall and torque. What does that mean? He likes to stand up and just kind of grab the guy and want to torque him and throw him to the ground. NFL, that's probably going to be tough. Average quicks and foot speed. In summary, Andrew will be 25 in January, which now he's going to be 26 in January. Smart, tough, strong, leader. I like his nasty. Keeps his head on a swivel inside. Very good technique. Will compete to start in 24 at the left guard. Better than Powers. That was my report, and the thing that I said when I was at minicamp was, what I talked about was his technique. Technique's outstanding. He's got, he played 5 years at SC. Figure they have excellent O-line coaches at SC, and the biggest thing with Andrew is just stay low. Just get low. That's going to be the big thing, because he's got some ability to turn and run and do the pull because they like to pull with their left guard. He's got the ability to do that. But I was really impressed with just his patience in pass and the technique. And when he gets in trouble, he'll bend at the waist. That's why just sit back and be patient. But he does show nasty toughness and smarts, which is key. And he looks like he doesn't make many mistakes out there. It just looks like it kind of comes easy to him. I mean, he's 26 years old now, so he's an older...
Well, he's 25.
25, yeah. He'll be 26. So he's an older guy, and he's played a lot of games in big games. So this is not that new to him. So he probably feels pretty comfortable. And from what I saw out there, everything about him, unless he sucks in pads, Bob, I think he's going to be the starting left guard.
Two things to that. If he doesn't start, how disappointing will it be? And secondly, when you saw him, did he look like a guy that was nursing a knee injury?
No, not at all.
No noticeable limp or apprehension or anything like that?
No. Bob, I didn't notice any. Like when I see a Ojabo, I saw a little hitch in his giddy up.
Sure.
When I saw Voorhees, he had nothing. He just looked totally natural and strong. I mean, the biggest thing with him is he's strong as hell. You know, I mean, 38 reps, 2 1/4, you're a man. And the short arms going to hurt him some in pass pro, you know, especially when you know, he's got 32-inch arms and Linderbaum doesn't have very long arms either. So you got two guys with shorter arms. But he should really help in the run game because he looks to finish and he can get up to the second level and he can knock people off the ball. So when we get the pads on and watching him in the preseason games, going to be fun. But the biggest thing with him, Bob, is staying healthy because you look at it, 18, 12 games, 19, 2 games, 25 games, 21, 12, 22, 11, then tore his ACL at the combine. So that's going to be the key thing with him is can he play 17 games?
Athletic enough?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And between two really good athletes, Bob, because Ronnie, outstanding athlete. Linderbaum's a real good athlete, so he'll be fine in there. He'll be the least of the three athletically, but it'll be good enough.
If he doesn't start, September 5th against Kansas City, barring injury, the reason would be what?
Gets hurt.
Barring injury.
Oh, barring injury?
I mean, does he get outplayed by anybody for that spot?
I don't. I mean, Bob, he was taking all the reps at left guard. Josh Jones, maybe. Otherwise, Bob, if he's not starting at left guard, I think they got some trouble depth-wise. You know, because then who's going to play? Then they're kind of limited at the right guard and right tackle. Then all of a sudden, because I think they feel good about the left guard, but then all of a sudden the right side, then you got three big ifs going into it, and that's not what you want when you got MVP quarterback.
Yeah, no pressure for Hees, but get in there, win that job, and perform at a high level for a team that's got Super Bowl or bust aspirations. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from the Nest. Going to talk about Adiza Isaac getting back to the 24 class. Third round pick out of Penn State. Didn't really see much of him.
Nope.
So
only thing I saw from him, Bob, he was running with the trainer on the side. He looked good running.
So how good's he going to look coming up here starting this weekend? And then obviously once training camp starts in less than 2 weeks. So stay tuned. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles on the diamond tonight against the Cubs. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Jim Hunter live from Pickles Pub. Dean Kramer against Jameson Taillon. Come on down, have some fun. Going to be hot down there. Let's be cool together.
Words sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Balls to the wall, man. Except Orioles trying to hit some balls over the wall. Get it? Oriole Park in Camden Yards. Three-game series against the Cubs. 6:35 first pitch. Dean Kramer on the hill for the Birds of Baltimore. Jameson Taillon for the Cubbies there. Chicago last place in the Central National League. Orioles three games up in the American League East. We'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour with the American League East report. And then Bruce Levine. Or is it Levine? Levine, Levine.
Levine. You had it right.
Bruce Levine. I'm sure I'll screw it up when we get him on. I always do. He's with 670 The Score in Chicago. We'll talk about the Cubbies coming in last place right now. I'm assuming that's a disappointing spot in the standings for Chicago, but we'll talk to Bruce about whether or not there'll be buyers or sellers over the next 3 weeks as to trade deadline coming up on July 30th here in 2024. News from the Nest, back to the Ravens rookies. Top of the hour, Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, returns to the show coming up at 12:30. Can Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews coexist? And if they can, how dangerous, much more dangerous, could this Ravens offense be in 2024? But let's get out to the phones before we go to the fun house. Let's go get Trippy. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, Trippy, what's going on, Bob, Vinny, man? Shout out Nolan, you know, behind the glass.
Yeah, he's doing his thing over there. Trippy, how you feeling?
Yo. Hey, Bob, I'm feeling pretty good. It's just hot, man. I probably don't come down the Pickles Friday to Friday, man. It's too hot, man. Work got me exhausted. But I see you Friday at Pickles. But about week one, right, because I've been saying this on Twitter Spaces all, like, since the season, well, since we found out we're playing the Chiefs, right? Me, as a Ravens fan, I plan on going to the game. I don't want to see us just, pound the rock with Derrick Henry. Like I was telling Nolan and other fans, I want to see what is the passing game going to do, right? Because, I mean, we easily know the AFC Championship game, we only ran the ball six times. So I'm pretty sure everybody expected Derrick Henry to get over six carries, right? But I want to see what can Lamar do with the passing game. Like you said, can we get Likely and Andrews on the field together? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say his name, number seven. See what number seven can do. I know I don't know.
He didn't want to say his name.
Yeah, because, hey, Vinny, I'm not big on that guy no more, because I remember last week you said, yeah, Hobbs said it's going to be a big season for him. And where is he at?
I agree with you. I thought it. I was disappointed at the mini camp.
Hey, Vinny, quick question, right? I told people like this, like, say, for instance, back in the day, you might have a T.O., Chad Ochocinco. They might not come to training camp like how Bateman doing, but fans didn't care, because guess what? When it's time to go on the field, they produce, right? I don't know why Rashad Bateman, I guess he wants things headed out to him. The Ravens, they looked out for him. They gave him a stitcher. But I keep telling fans, y'all got to read between the lines the interview he had. First of all, he was shocked. If you know you work hard and you pay for the team, you're going to be shocked that they're giving you a stitcher. Then he said he thought he was going to get traded. I'm going to be real with y'all. I think he don't want to be here. I really do. But, I mean, I might be wrong, but I hope the guy can do something this year. But week one, even if we win, like I told Chief fans, even if we win, all they're going to say is, oh, do it in the playoffs. So that's why I want to see what can the passing game do. Even if it's week one, yes, we're going to have some mistakes, right? But even if we got mistakes, guess what? We got another 16, 17, 18, 19, probably 20 more weeks till we get to the AFC Championship game again to work on that. Y'all feel me on that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna listen what y'all guys say, though, man. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you on Friday, too. Look, I think a telling thing, and I don't know their itinerary travel-wise, but the fact they were both in Paris at the same time and didn't even know it together. I think if Andrews is there and Flowers is there, I'm sure Lamar very much aware that they're in the same city that he is, and Bateman and Lamar had no idea neither was there. And Trippy might be onto something. I don't know if Bateman feels as though he's long for the Ravens. They gave him the 2-year extension, Vinny, but I can't explain my own money. But it doesn't sound like they're obligated to keep him around for two years here.
And Bob, the good receivers that I know, he mentioned Tio, if they're not getting a ball, they're bitching.
I'm guessing if he's in Paris with Donovan McNabb or Steve Young, he knows they're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's the thing that he just needs.
Kyle Bowler, maybe not.
Just needs to be more, demanding for the damn ball, But I see the two tight ends. I think they're both going to be on the field, and I think they're both going to be productive guys. I think they're going to have to be in the Kansas City game. Henry, I think he's going to get his opportunities to run it.
Bring Nolan in. Quick draw, how you feeling about that? Trippy's saying Bateman might not want to be here. He just has to be right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. I saw Kyle Bowler throw a ball over the Eiffel Tower from one knee.
That's right.
Yeah. Incredible arm strength.
Jacques Cousteau caught it when he came down
with a
fish in his hand.
I'll say this about the matchup there week one as far as the revenge factor.
Sure.
You presented that question. I mean, not even close. I mean... The Ravens could stomp them 50-0.
Exactly. It still doesn't erase what happened over 5 months ago.
In the moment, it'll feel great. You're 1-0 against the defending Super Bowl champs. You're feeling good about yourself and your prospects for the rest of the season. I guess it would sort of remind me of going back to 2012. It wasn't week one, but the first couple weeks of the season, they beat the Patriots in prime time. It was a nail biter down to the finish. Tucker hit the game winner. Sort of avenging what Cundiff missed in the playoffs, but it didn't fully make up for losing the AFC Championship. That feeling wasn't resolved until they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. So,
and beat them to get to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I won't feel fully avenged until the Ravens knock the Chiefs out of the playoffs or go to the Super Bowl.
I will say this. If they lose the opener, whatever the deficit would be, people will be whining like it was the AFC Championship game.
And if they're 0-1. I think it's more important for the Ravens to win than the Chiefs to win, because the Ravens got to believe that they can beat Patrick Mahomes, because, all right, the next time they would play him, it'd be somewhere in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of reminds me of us and the Cowboys, that we had to beat them during the regular season, which, damn, we can beat these guys. And I think that's the message that the Ravens need.
And let's not forget, guys and ladies listening, on paper right now, Kansas City's probably better than they were when they played here in Baltimore.
They got better receivers.
Yeah.
They got more speed at wide receiver.
I'm expecting old Mahomes to start airing it out a little bit more here.
Well, that's what Andy Reid told him. Deep ball.
Yeah.
Throw the deep ball.
Because he even was saying in one of them rubber chicken functions they do in the offseason that, hey, I'm going to remind everybody that I still maybe inch for inch, pound for pound, have the best arm in the National Football League, and I'm going to start showing that thing off a little bit more. And he's got speed to burn. I know you, you got problems or concerns, I should say, with Travis Kelce out there frolicking like a rock star
with his
rock star wife or girlfriend.
Well, he flew from where? Dublin to California for Clyde Allaire's wedding. I mean, Bob, this dude, I don't know, they got gyms on planes. You know, maybe Taylor Swift's plane has got gems on it, but he's all over the place.
He's doing them 12-ounce curls, perhaps. He's like a Kennedy, the way that he's navigating around the globe. We have time for a fun house. You want to wait till next hour?
We'll hold it until 12:45.
Let's wait. News from the Nats coming up next. You want to get in, feel free to do so. Talk about the Orioles, what they need to do at the trade deadline. They got to do something, right? But is it desperation time? I think they need another starter, because then you can maybe slide Suarez to the bullpen, even though he's pitched really well for the most part out of the rotation. We're going to count some money, hopefully, at 12:15. By herself, Funhouse 12:45, a former NFL tight end, and bring him back to the program. He enjoyed his time so much the first time. He's coming back. It's Clay Harbor. You don't want to miss it. Turn it up Tuesday. Video at 80 and Nolan here on the Van. Together.
Words suck. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Van.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Van. Turn it up Tuesday. Balls to the wall, man. Except Orioles trying to hit some balls over the wall. Get it? Oriole Park and Camden Yards. Three-game series against the Cubs. 6:35 first pitch. Dean Kramer on the hill for the Birds of Baltimore. Jameson Taillon for the Cubbies there. Chicago last place in the Central National League. Orioles three games up in the American League East. We'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour with the American League East report. And then Bruce Levine. Or is it Levine? Levine?
Levine. You had it right.
Bruce Levine. I'm sure I'll screw it up when we get him on. I always do. He's with 670 The Score in Chicago. We'll talk about the Cubbies coming in last place right now. I'm assuming that's a disappointing spot in the standings for Chicago, but we'll talk to Bruce about whether or not there'll be buyers or sellers over the next 3 weeks as to trade deadline coming up on July 30th here. In 2024, news from the Nets, back to the Ravens rookies. Top of the hour, Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, returns to the show coming up at 12:30. Can Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews coexist? And if they can, how dangerous, much more dangerous, could this Ravens offense be in 2024? But let's get out to the phones before we go to the fun house. Let's go get Trippy. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, Trippy, what's going on, Bob, Vinny, man? Shout out Nolan, you know, behind the glass.
He's doing his thing over there. Trippy, how you feeling?
Hey, Bob, I'm feeling pretty good. It's just hot, man. I probably don't come down the Pickles Friday to Friday, man. It's too hot, man. Work got me exhausted. But I see you Friday at Pickles. But about week one, right, because I've been saying this on Twitter Spaces since we found out we're playing the Chiefs, right? Me, as a Ravens fan, I plan on going to the game. I don't want to see us just, pound the rock with Derrick Henry. Like I was telling Nolan and other fans, I want to see what is the passing game going to do, right? Because, I mean, we easily know the AFC Championship game. We only ran the ball 6 times. So I'm pretty sure everybody expected Derrick Henry to get over 6 carries, right? But I want to see, what can Lamar do with the passing game? Like you said, can we get Likely and Andrews on the field together? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say his name, number 7. See what number 7 can do. I don't know.
He didn't want to say his name.
Yeah, because, hey, Vinny, I'm not big on that guy no more, because I remember last week you said, yeah, Hobbs said it's going to be a big season for him. And where is he at?
I agree with you. I thought I was disappointed at the minicamp.
Hey, Vinny, quick question, right? I told people like this, like, say, for instance, back in the day, you might have a T.O., Chad Ochocinco. They might not come to training camp like how Bateman doing. But fans didn't care, because guess what? When it's time to go on the field, they produce, right? I don't know why Rashad Bateman, I guess he wants things handed out to him. The Ravens, they looked out for him. They gave him a stitcher. But I keep telling fans, y'all got to read between the lines the interview he had. First of all, he was shot. If you know you work hard and you play for the team, you wouldn't be shocked that they give him your extension. Then he said he thought he was going to get traded. I'm going to be real with y'all. I think he don't want to be here. I really do. But, I mean, I might be wrong, but I hope the guy can do something this year. But week one, even if we win, like I told Chief fans, even if we win, all they're going to say is, do it in the playoffs. So that's why I want to see what can the passing game do. Even if it's week one, yes, we're going to have some mistakes, right?
But even we got mistakes, guess what? We got another 16, 17, 18, 19, probably 20 more weeks till we get to the AFC Championship game again to work on that. Y'all feel me on that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna listen what y'all guys say, though, man. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you on Friday, too. Look, I think a telling thing, and I don't know their itinerary travel-wise, but the fact they were both in Paris at the same time and didn't even know it together. I think if Andrews is there, if Flowers is there, I'm sure Lamar very much aware that they're in the same city that he is. And Bateman and Lamar had no idea neither was there. And Trippy might be onto something. I don't know if Bateman feels as though he's long for the Ravens. They gave him the 2-year extension, Vinny, but I can't explain my own money. But it doesn't sound like they're obligated to keep him around for two years here.
And Bob, the good receivers that I know, he mentioned Tio, if they're not getting a ball, they're bitching. They're complaining.
I'm guessing if he's in Paris with Donovan McNabb or Steve Young, he knows they're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's the thing that he just needs.
Kyle Bowler, maybe not.
Just needs to be more, demanding for the damn ball. But I see the two tight ends. I think they're both going to be on the field, and I think they're both going to be productive guys. I think they're going to have to be in the Kansas City game. Henry, I think he's going to get his opportunities to run it.
Bring Nolan in. Quick draw, how are you feeling about that? Trippy's saying Bateman might not want to be here. He just has to be right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. I saw Kyle Bowler throw a ball over the Eiffel Tower from one knee.
That's right.
Yeah. Incredible arm strength.
Jacques Cousteau caught it when it came down
with a
fish in his hand.
I'll say this about the matchup there, week one, as far as the revenge factor.
Sure.
You presented that question. I mean, not even close. I mean, the Ravens could stomp them 50-0.
Exactly. It still doesn't erase what happened over 5 months ago.
In the moment, it'll feel great. You're 1-0 against the defending Super Bowl champs. You're feeling good about yourself and your prospects for the rest of the season. I guess it would sort of remind me of going back to 2012. Wasn't week one, but the first couple weeks of the season, they beat the Patriots in prime time. It was a nail biter down to the finish. Tucker hit the game winner, sort of avenging what Cundiff missed in the playoffs, but it didn't fully make up for losing the AFC championship. That feeling wasn't resolved until they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. So,
and beat them to get to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I won't feel fully avenged until the Ravens knock the Chiefs out of the playoffs or go to the Super Bowl.
I will say this. If they lose the opener, whatever the deficit would be, people will be whining like it was the AFC Championship game.
And
if they're
0-1. I think it's more important for the Ravens to win than the Chiefs to win, because the Ravens got to believe that they can beat Patrick Mahomes, because, all right, the next time they would play him, it'd be somewhere in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of reminds me of us and the Cowboys, that we had to beat them during the regular season, which, damn, we can beat these guys. And I think that's the message that the Ravens need.
And let's not forget, guys and ladies listening, on paper right now, Kansas City's probably better than they were when they played here in Baltimore.
They got better receivers.
Yeah.
They got more speed at wide receiver.
I'm expecting old Mahomes to start airing it out a little bit more here.
Well, that's what Andy Reid told him. Deep ball.
Yeah.
Throw the deep ball.
Because he even was saying in one of them rubber chicken functions they do in the offseason that, hey, I'm going to remind everybody that I still maybe inch for inch, pound for pound, have the best arm in the National Football League, and I'm going to start showing that thing off a little bit more. And he's got speed to burn. I know you, you got a bit of problems or concerns, I should say, with Travis Kelce out there frolicking like a rock star rock star wife or girlfriend.
Well, he flew from where? Dublin to California for Clyde Allaire's wedding. I mean, Bob, this dude, I don't know, they got gyms on planes. Maybe Taylor Swift's plane has got gyms on it, but he's all over the place.
He's doing them 12-ounce curls, perhaps. He's like a Kennedy, the way that he's navigating around the globe. We have time for a fun house. You want to wait till next hour?
We'll hold it until 12:45.
Let's wait. News from the Nats coming up next. You want to get in, feel free to do so. Talk about the Orioles, what they need to do at the trade deadline. They got to do something, right? But is it desperation time? I think they need another starter, because then you can maybe slide Suarez to the bullpen, even though he's pitched really well for the most part out of the rotation. We're going to count some money, hopefully, at 12:15 by yourself. Fun house, 12:45. a former NFL tight end, and bring him back to the program. He enjoyed his time so much the first time. He's coming back. It's Clay Harbor. You don't want to miss it. Turn it up Tuesday. Vinny and Andy and Nolan here on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.